that's how I see this as an opportunity. For Jason to leapfrog all the other contenders and put himself right in the window as the leading contender at 168. Jason's had a tough experience against Andrade, going in without your head coach, traveling over there, fighting the most avoided fighter, one of the most avoided fighters in boxing, and then to get your jaw broken with the first punch, which was always going to be hard after that. But he's took some time out. He's proven his desire to me in the gym. I pushed him hard every day, and he's never failed me once. And we've worked on the tactics. We've got the strategy. And I think now is the right time for Jason Quigley to finally fulfill his potential and show the world how good he is. To fight Jason at this stage of his development is a mistake. I think they're meeting at the wrong time. It's the perfect time for Jason, for me. And Edgar's a great fighter. He will come good eventually, but I think Saturday night's probably just a step too far. Sometimes the stars align in fights. You know, you have a bad performance, you think it's the worst thing that can happen to you. But sometimes, in the long run, it works out for the best. That's how this boxing works, and it's what's written for you, what's made for you, will happen. And Jason had that tough experience in New Hampshire, and he had to dig deep and find out, did he really want to be in this game? And he's shown to me that he has. He had a good win last time, good 10 rounds, only in April, and we've continued the training right through. He got married for a week, went away for a week, got married, but came back stronger and hungrier, and I think he's motivated by that. Shout out to his wife, April, who's here. And he can change his life with a good performance on Saturday night.